Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your host, Minister Aaron G. Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I just want to thank God like every day and every time I get on the air about how His presence in my life have been so wonderful, have been so graceful to me, that the things I've done in my past, I shouldn't even be here. I can express this enough that as a young man in the ministry, that I have dealt with people who did not want to be, who did not want me to be counted in and want to be counted out. But God said that He would make a room for me in His own time, in His own way. So I just bless God for the actual favors that He has given me on my behalf. Even when I don't deserve them, He has given me too much leeway, because He told me one day that He said, no matter what you've done in your past, I've already forgiven you. But you have to do, my son, is forgive others. So basically what the show is about, you know, it's just about not just the forgiving part, but just resting in God and let Him do what He needs to do in your life. Just obey Him and just let God work in us. We're working in you. And I guarantee you, when you let Him do that, oh, my God, things will be a whole lot easier. They really will. No more worry, no more stress, no more strife about things that you and I both cannot control, because we're not God. We don't have the power or the capability to do handle things that are out of our control. I can't talk today right now, but anyway, but God is so good to us. He is so wonderful that we can just help but give Him praise and glory and honor. And I just thank you right now for just being on the air with me, the live, or in the archives. Wherever God has for you, it is for you. We just thank you, God, for what you're about to say. God, take me out of me. Take myself out of the way, God, and let you be you. God, hide me behind you, God. Decrease me, Lord, so that you may be increased. God, it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Life is tearing you apart, looking good on the outside, but I can feel your heart. You feel helpless and homeless, isolated and confused. You feel like life has no purpose, so let these words encourage you.
Amen, amen. That was Marvin Sapp singing Live. Whatever you're going through, whatever you got on your mind that is bearing you, tearing you apart, just say God to God that you want to live, and he will just give it to God. Just give it to him, because he can do whatever you are going through. He can do whatever you need him to do for you. And we just bless God for that word. I'm having issues with Blog Talk right by now. Anyway, we're going to keep this thing going. Oh, there we go. See, I told you God would make a way. Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, there we go. See, it's amazing how the devil still want to act a fool when it comes to God's work. You know, he don't want nothing but that is ordained by God to be submissive by God, because he know that, man, look, Satan, back up off me. Stop tripping. Be a life, because you done messed yours up already. So, so we don't bless God. What did I just say? It is so good to laugh in God. Amen. I mean, God, oh my God. Thank you, Lord, for laughter. Oh, wow. Okay. We're gonna get together one day. And we don't bless God for who. Wait a minute. God, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for laughter, God. We just thank you for allowing us to have a good time in you, God. Even when the devil himself tries to mess up things, try to get into our computers or laptops or iPhones, God, that he tries to distort what you have already ordained, God. But you say to us, God, we can laugh and laugh and laugh at the enemy, because he is just plain stupid, God, and tries to disrupt what you already ordained. God, he is defeated by your blood. Your blood on the cross, God, and we know he's been defeated ever since that day, and he is still losing battles, God. We thank you, we praise you. Amen and amen. Yes, the computer will live. we're gonna let that be known. The computer will live. Amen. Amen. Go with me to the Psalms 121. Yeah, I'm reading from the NIV version, but like I said before, but any version you have is just as good, because God's written word. This is a written word, amen. Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Oh my goodness, just a second, I got a call coming in. Look, I'll read anyway. Okay, where was I? Verse 3. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither sleep, slumber, nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Yes, thank you, Lord. For emphasis on chapter four, verse four. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. For the title that I'm about to give you is Go to Bed, God's Got This. Go to Bed, God's Got This. I don't know about you, but when I am going through things, I just believe I'm going through them for a reason. God does not allow me or you to be desensitized by life's trials and tribulations. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a plan. And I just believe that when God does this thing in our lives, as much as we do worry, we shouldn't worry. So when God told me last night, and this is how God worked with me last night, this was so funny. I was invited to a dinner at Red Lobster. Got me some good old scrimps. Yeah, I'm country, scrimps. And I have eaten before, about 5 hours before that, and I got real stuffed. So last night I came home to a sick stomach. I was hurting, I was in pain, and I went to bed. 7:30 at night, last night, I slept for almost 13 and a half hours. And during that time, God was speaking to my spirit, and I did not know until this morning. And he said, son, you are not up because you are feeling better, but you're up because I give you a word in your bosom. I haven't been worried about some of the dumbest things in my past 3 months of my life. And so when God told me to rest in him, that's what I did. And a lot of us, we don't take rest as a sincere part of God working on us. Don't get me wrong, God works on us even while we're awake. But for me, my best rest, and most of the time I get my sermons and my messages from God, is when I'm sleeping. So however God talks to you, it's all well and good, but this is talking about me. And this is why this show is being brought up today. God was talking to me, and my sleep said, son, do this show for my people because I want them to rest. So the first thing I want you to know, talk about, is how do we rest? Well, the first thing we do is restoration. Restoration. When we are so bogged down with life's issues, and we're drained, and we're just tired of the nonsense that we have to go through, whether it's people, places, decision-making, schools, our jobs, whatever. We are drained. And we are not capable of handling so many things at one time. When God tells us to cast all our cares in front of him, he means that. But some of us are so hard-headed, we want to give God the little bit of stuff and take on the big things. Then there are some of us who want to give God the big stuff. We handle the small things. But when the Lord said to us, cast all your cares, that's what he really means. He says to cast all your cares upon him. Why? Because God himself told you and I that he loves us. That ain't love, I don't know what is. I got family and friends to this day who think they love me. But if I give them all my problems, they probably tell me where to go with them and how to get there. But I know that my Father in heaven has not let me down. Let me just say this one more thing. Preachers, stop saying he has never failed me yet. Because that word yet, you are saying to us that you expect God to fail. There are two things that my God in heaven, the maker of heaven and earth, cannot do. That's lie and make mistakes. He cannot make those things because he is a sovereign and all-knowing God. So why don't we expect God to fail knowing that he made the heavens and earth? Not one word he has ever told me in his word was the word oops. And I cannot express it enough that when people have the audacity to change their sex life, I'm going there too. I don't care about the LGBTs, where they want to come from. Think about me. You can tell me I said it. You can tell Minister Aaron Hubbard said it. If God made you for who you are as a male, why in the world, how do you have the audacity to change yourself to a female, from male to female is beyond me. Ladies, goes for you too. If God made you a female, why do you want to be a male? His word declares, it says, when God made him male and female, he made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve. He didn't make Eve and Eva. Because I am so sick and tired of these preachers. I'm going to call them out too God just told me no. That you know who you are. Stop making excuses for people who come to you and say, I was born in the wrong body. They're lying. Yes, we should pray for them. Yes, we should give them a word of encouragement, but don't bash them. I don't know where I'm going with that, but God told me to tell y'all, stop making God out of a liar. He can do all things. And if he says that you are you for who you are or for who I made you, take it and be happy with it. I, for one, would not marry a same-sex couple. I don't care if the government says so. I don't care if they threaten me to lawsuit. My judge is my God. And he oversees every political arena in my life. I don't care who is, I don't care if Trump himself said, Aaron, you have to marry the same-sex couple. I'm like, Trump, no. I don't care what y'all talk about. Because God, our sir, is able to complete all things are incomplete. Amen? So when God tells me to rest in him, I'm going to rest in him. I'm not going to be worried about what the government says, what President Obama said, or President Trump said, whoever the president is the next 50 million years. I don't care what y'all say because my God is in control. And for me to rest in him is not my option, but my final answer. Because I am not the weakest link. Satan is. So we have to give him honor and glory and just rest in him. I can't see myself without God. I am so sick and tired of me worrying about stuff that I cannot control. Just worrying about some of the dumbest stuff. Who is my friend? Who is not my friend? Who is my whatever. God said, give me all your nonsense and give it to me. That's the Aaron version. Give me all your mess and rest in me. Because I could be up all night worrying, lose sleep, go to work the next morning, tired, all get out. And God's saying, I told you to go to bed. I got this. I'm God. I don't sleep or no slumber. I'm the one who keeps Israel. I'm the one who kept you all these years. And you acted a complete fool before, during, and after your salvation. Amen? The second thing we got to learn is that not only that he restores us, he gives us energy. Lord have mercy, I need some of that. I got a box right now with emergency on it, some good stuff, but that stuff doesn't hold a candle when God restores me or gives us energy. Why do you need so much energy from God? Well, simple and put, I need energy from him because I need him. Wow. I need God so badly without him, I can do nothing. I can be nothing. I probably wouldn't even be here on the planet Earth as far as conception. Without him, I don't know what I would do. I was without God for 20-something odd years before I found Christ. And a lot of us think we found Christ, we gave our lives to Christ, that we can just up and do anything we want to, and we really can't. I don't want to misuse God's spirit and have him leave me. There's a verse, and I can't remember it right now, but I don't want my candle to be blown out. Don't be like the seven virgins who wanted the other virgins' oil. I mean, they got their own oil, but they choose not to get their own oil. They missed out. I don't miss out on anything that God has for me. So for me to be energized and restored with God, it's a blessing within itself. Not only that, God has given us to be saved, not just by his blood, but for myself. That's why in the prayer earlier today, I said, decrease me so that you may be increased. Move Aaron out the way and let God be God. Because if I get in the way, all hell may break loose. There's a friend of mine, I can't remember his name right now, but he's a very good friend of mine. And he told me one day, he said, when you preach, I myself is moved by what you're saying. And I told him, well, it ain't me. It's God. Because without him, I can't do anything. If I get in the way, all y'all be messed up. I have to preach what God says to me through his word. Yeah, I may have some opinions and some points, but throughout the end of the day, from Genesis to Revelations, I got to preach what he called me to do. So we as preachers have to step aside and let God do his thing. Because I don't know, not one preacher today has gotten so big where he or she is so blessed by ministry that they've actually said they did it their own. If y'all have something like that in your life or know something like that, let me know. I need to talk to them. But when God saved us from ourselves, it was a blessing. When God saved me from me, it was a joy. Because I knew how I used to act. I knew what I used to do. And I tell you about this day, what I used to do, I can be a testimony for somebody who's going through right now. I can be a testimony for someone who's gangbanging or selling dope or running the streets. It ain't, that's not the life that God wants you to live, my brother, my sister. God has called us to be a witness to those who need him. Now, don't bash him across the head with the Bible and say, you need God, you go to hell. No, that's not what God calls us to do. But pray for them. And you know what? I'm going to say this too, because this is kind of embarrassing, but it's the real truth. I was in the mall one day working for FedEx, and this older preacher, like probably his 60s or 70s, had asked any lady that was she saved, and she said no. Not the blue sky. He just started nagging her. You going to go to hell and all this nonsense. And I'm like, dude, calm down. Wait a minute. That's not how you're supposed to talk to her. I mean, she's in tears. I mean, I almost started crying. I was just so hurt by it. But when he said, you going to go to hell? Okay, first of all, we all know we're going to hell if we don't have Christ. Amen? Because that's how the Bible says. If you don't have Christ, you're not washing blood, you're going in the lake of fire, second death. But what got me was the way that he was talking to her, and not in a kindly fashion, like Christ-like manner. And I had to pull him to the side and say, hey, man, that ain't how you're supposed to do that. And he said, you were, at this time, I was not saved. I was not even in the ministry. He said, are you a pastor? I said, no, I'm not. But even I know the fact that from where I was raised, that ain't how you talk to folks. I was raised in a household, how you supposed to talk with love. My grandmother, bless her soul, she has always taught me how to love people. It's hard. But she said, do it out of God's love. And the day before she passed away, I'll never forget this. She said, wherever you preach, make sure you preach to yourself before you preach to others. And I have kept that concept for 10 years plus. Because I cannot preach to you if I have not gone through it myself. But God has been so good to me. He has given me the power to let folks know that, number one, wherever God speaks to me, it's from Him. It ain't by my opinion. It ain't by what I think you should do or say. But God, not only does He restore us, not only does He give us energy, He allows us to be saved from ourselves, but the last important thing that He wants us to trust in Him. Don't trust me by what I say. Go to His Word. I can say all day long, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From what? Where does my help come from? It don't come from Aaron. It doesn't come from Dave. Don't come from Mary Jane. It doesn't come from Sarah Lee. It comes from where? God. Yeah, it's okay to go to our inner friends for some advice, but don't expect them to give you the right advice. Oh, boy, because I'm the wrong one you get that advice from. I can give you good directions. I really can. Thank God for GPS. But our help, when people fail us, and they will fail us, I don't care if it's your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, babysitter, nanny, I don't care who they are in your life, enemy, amen. That your help should always come from God. Even our job. I thank God for working. I thank God for money in my pocket, in the bank. I really do. But your job is not your source. That's your resource. We should always go to God for Him and to Him. And a whole lot of areas, actually all of our areas, all of them. And that being said, there's one clip I want to play real quick, and I'm not sure if it's the right clip. I'm always in a hurry. But there's a point where this speaker is talking about some things. I'm not going to say them because I want you to hear it from him. But after that, I want you to think about what he's about to say. So here it is.
There's some fallout you can't control. God may cover you sometime, but don't play with His mercy. Don't play with God that just because He loves you, He gonna get you out of everything. Y'all better talk to me. Don't strive for holiness. Don't try to live on mercy. Because if you try and live your life on mercy all the time, His Spirit won't chide with you always. And God will get sick of you trying Him every time. Let me move on. Let me move on. Here's the second thing that the Lord spoke to me. Uzzah, y'all, made an assumption. Now, you know the ark represents the presence of the Lord. The ark is the place where the presence of the Lord resided. Aaron's rod was in there. Manna was in there. There were certain things of their history that was in the ark. They believed that the glory of the Lord and the presence of the Lord was in the ark. All right? That was the presence of the Lord in the ark. Uzzah assumed that if the ark got destroyed, the presence and glory got destroyed. Oh, my God. So I got to stop this thing from being destroyed because God's presence is in this thing. And if it breaks, His presence breaks. I wish I could have talked to him because I'd have let him know that things can fall apart. But God will still be right there. I'm trying to help somebody. Don't equate the presence of God with the things of God or with the things God gives you. Things can fall apart, break, get destroyed, but God will still be right there. Now that should have made somebody shout who's going through something. That should have made somebody shout who's feeling depressed because of something you couldn't stop from falling apart. I came to give you encouragement even if it fell apart because of your own decisions. It does not stop you from being in the presence of God. I wish I could get a witness in here today that stuff can fall apart, things can be destroyed, things cannot go right, but God is still right there because God is in it, but he's not bound by it. I wish I had a witness. How do you think you're still here after everything that fell apart in your life? How do you think you survived when some of the stuff you had got destroyed? Because God was not bound by what you were going through. I wish you would shake somebody's hand and tell them stuff fell apart, but God is still here. That was the wrong neighbor. Find somebody else and tell them things may fall apart. I may make decisions that bring destruction to some of my stuff, but the good news is no matter what falls apart, God is still God. God is still there. God is still holy. God is still protecting me. God is still guiding me. God is still keeping me. I bet not do this, but I dare you to look at somebody and tell them I had some things to fall apart, but I didn't fall apart. And the reason I didn't fall apart is because God just wasn't in the things, but God was in me. And as long as God is in me, even when stuff falls apart, he'll keep me together.
Holy Spirit. There's something else. I'm almost done. I made an assumption that if the thing fell, God was going to fall. How many of y'all have had some stuff fall apart? Job, marriage, house, money, car. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But at the end of the day, you survived it all because when the stuff fell apart, God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll always be right by your side. Why are you whining, crying, and throwing a pity party over the stuff that fell apart? Learn the lesson from it, but hold your head up because God is still God.
Oh, my God. Let me move on. I told you that the reason all this happened is because instead of using the Levites, they used a cart. Here we go. Instead of using the Levites, they used a cart and an ox. They used vehicular transportation. You ready? Here's what the Lord said to me. Don't let technology take the place of ministry. Oh my God. Ministry should never be built around machines. Ooh. Or the easiest way to get it done. But ministry has got to be built around people who are trained to handle the things of God. Ooh, y'all are awfully quiet in here right now. You can't build ministry on machines and technology. Just think of how sick you get of calling places and don't get a real person.
You get sick of not having a real person to talk to about your business, but then won't invest yourself in ministry so you could be used to touch somebody. So you got folk with gifted voices who won't get in the choir. Folk with servant hearts who won't be ushers. Y'all ain't got quiet now. Folk who have parental skills but won't serve in the children's ministry. Folk who got children they take there every Sunday but won't serve one day.
There it is. There it is. There it is. God, thank you. We have to be more. God, Lord, I thank you for that word right now. You are touching me right now because there are too many times I even myself had to ask folks for help. And I'm thinking I can trust them and not God. I refuse to trust anybody else who does not have God's spirit. Are you mean for me? I'm not being mean, I'm being real. I mean, it's okay to give somebody some leeway, but like I said before, your source should be God and not nobody else or anything else. But if people will fail us every time. And I'm just thankful to God that he's allowed me to have enough sense to go to him in prayer and to have him speak to me in his word, through his word, and by his word. Because there are some folks, if not all folks, I didn't talk to everybody, but that I cannot trust by what they're saying. And I may mean well, but what does God say about my situation? God, I don't know what I'm going through and why I'm going through this nonsense. I can't trust such and such because it's stupid. But God, what are you saying to me? And he's telling me that I should have been the first one you should have came to. And I just thank God that he's allowed me to be restful in him. Like I said earlier, I was sleeping last night so good, 13 and a half hours. He was speaking to my soul because he knew what I was going through back then, now, and in the future. I am so grateful and thankful to him that he allowed me to go through things and not stay. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I didn't come here to stay. Don't send my mail in the valley because I'm going through it. Don't send my mail to the fire furnace because I'm coming out. Don't send my mail to the lion's den because I'm getting out of this. But I can't do it without God himself. There are some folks in your life who actually thrown you in the fire furnace and the lion's den and left you for dead. But when God does this thing, you will not come out as smoke or smell like smoke. You will not come out half eaten or bitten because he'll send his angels to shut the lion's mouth. I thank God for all of my insecurities. I thank him for all my injustices, even brought on myself or from others. Because the Bible says that we are more than conquerors through him who loves us.
Closet, I've got a bed for my head. shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good. But I know better. It's all God. But I know better. It's all God. I've got friends I can call when I need help. I've got family when I fall to pick me up. My feet, I've got breath in my body, and if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better.
Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life.
It's all good.
And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few years.